Hello, I'm Guillermina Gonzalez, Executive Director of the Delaware Arts Alliance, your host for today. And with me, I have a good friend, Leanne Wallet, from the Delaware Division of the Arts. She's a Program Officer and Communications and Marketing Super Specialist, I'm going to say, Leanne. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Guillermina, for having me.
And how can I not have you? Because DelawareScene.com is a tool that I love, I have to say. And people probably do not know that much about the many capacities that DelawareScene.com has. So I thought, you know what? Let's bring Leanne, who is the expert on the matter, to explain what's DelawareScene.com and everything else in between.
Sure.
So why don't we begin from there? What's DelawareScene.com? What it has? Take us from there, Leanne, if you're so kind.
Perfect. Well, Delaware Scene is a comprehensive, up-to-date arts and events calendar featuring everything that's happening in Delaware. Delaware Scene is produced by the Delaware Division of the Arts.
Okay.
And we're a branch of the Delaware Department of State. And our mission is mm-hmm. to dedicate and cultivate and support the arts to enhance the quality of life for all Delawareans.
Mm-hmm.
So this tool, this website, mm-hmm. is just this wonderful, wonderful amalgamation of all the different events that are happening now, soon, and near you, depending on where you live.
And we're talking about the entire state.
Yes, the entire state. So the events encompass north, central, and southern Delaware.
Uh-huh.
And events that the type of events that we do have in this in Delaware Scene
mm-hmm.
include dance, festivals, film, libraries, literature and poetry, music, mm-hmm. theater and performance, and visual arts.
Right. In my visits to different locations in the state, sometimes people do not know, Leanne, that this is in existence. Why do you think that is happening? And if you were working for an arts institution, what's in it for you? I mean, what do I need to promote my event, if you will, in DelawareScene.com? What is the competitive advantage of doing that?
Well, DelawareScene.com is completely free and open to the public to use. I think that's one thing that people are not aware of.
Yeah.
It's
hint, free. I mean, this is promotion for free.
Exactly. And, you know, a big chunk of our promotional and advertising for the Delaware Division of the Arts goes into marketing Delaware Scene to all of Delaware and some of the, you know, outside parts of Delaware as well.
Okay.
One thing that we have been doing recently is mm-hmm. feeding XML feeds, these events, all of the events that we have in Delaware Scene, directly into the convention and visitors bureaus.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, Wilmington, Kent County, and Southern Delaware all have convention and visitors bureaus.
Mm-hmm.
All of those events are flowing into them, and you'll be able to access that hopefully in the next couple of months.
Right. So that's another important aspect to consider, the collaboration that is being developed or is in the making to have a closer collaboration with tourism, for instance, the Greater Wilmington Visitors Bureau and the likes, which brings another layer to the DelawareScene.com that we normally know, right?
Mm-hmm. Of course, yeah. And that partnership is we're strengthening that partnership not only with those CVBs,
mm-hmm.
But also with DETO as well, which is the department that houses the tourism.
There you go. So that's a cross-pollination. So we're having, in the same recipe, DETO.
Mm-hmm.
We're having visitors bureaus.
Correct.
What else?
So much more.
So much more, right.
Well, some of the other advertising that we do is Delaware Today. We
mm-hmm.
have web
mm-hmm.
advertising and banners. We
mm-hmm.
do some promotion in print as well,
mm-hmm.
including the Delaware Beach Life. And one of the main ones that we just ran,
mm-hmm.
something that the division and I had decided, was the geofencing campaign, which
mm-hmm.
we do with a competitor
mm-hmm.
of WILM, but with WBOC.
Right.
So geofencing is this wonderful new marketing advertising technique where you're able to specifically fence areas and
mm-hmm.
push out content.
Mm-hmm.
So that content was specific to DelawareScene.com and just to raise the awareness
mm-hmm.
for Delaware Scene.
Mm-hmm.
To go back kind of before our conversation,
mm-hmm.
my position is relatively new in the division, mm-hmm. so we didn't have a specific marketing and communications person. I mean, those two roles were separated. Mm-hmm. So bringing that together, I've really made it my mission to find new avenues in advertising and marketing communications to promote Delaware Scene to a wider audience.
And that brings a lot more synergy from an organizational standpoint. The two aspects together clearly make sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, definitely.
And taking a look to your background, it makes a lot more sense because you have a very international background. You are a tech-savvy individual, and most importantly, you like what you are doing, right?
Yes, yeah. No, my
tell
my
us a little bit about you, and what maybe, because it's important for people to know, Leanne, that your capacities is something that it's another layer, again, to DelawareScene.com and the richness of the tool.
Right. So to go back, I've been at the division for a little over a year now. Mm-hmm. Prior to that, I most recently served as the marketing coordinator at a museum mm-hmm. In Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. And prior to that, I earned my master's degree in international arts management. Mm-hmm. That's a lot to say, but to give a kind of overview, I was very fortunate to be able to visit and live and study in Dallas, in Bogota, Colombia, mm-hmm. in Montreal, in Canada.
What a combination. I love Montreal.
And then Italy, yeah. And it's a beautiful city.
And Italy as well?
In Italy as well. And so that program brought me to all these different locations
right.
to not only meet the executive directors, the CEOs, mm-hmm. those that are running arts mm-hmm. organizations, be able to see the inner workings and mm-hmm. the same challenges that many of even the smaller organizations here in Delaware mm-hmm. encounter. Mm-hmm. Those are universal challenges and how to overcome those. So this degree really gave me a great platform in kind of combining all the things right. that I love, not only marketing, communications, but Spanish and communications.
And taking advantage of that visits that you had in the past, what is the city or the location that got your attention in terms of promoting what they have culturally speaking, if something like that comes to mind? Because certainly Italy is the capital city of culture in a way. Somebody might say that is not necessarily the case. But tell me just off the cuff experience that come to mind that got your attention culturally / artistically speaking.
Well, Milano was a wonderful experience. Obviously, not only the food, but the richness of the history that's there.
Right. Not to mention fashion, right?
Not to mention fashion. I mean, it is the fashion capital of the world.
Right.
But while I was there, it was in leading up to them hosting the mm-hmm. International, I can't remember the exact name of it, mm-hmm. but just having all of the different pavilions in the mm-hmm. different countries mm-hmm. and showcasing what they have. Mm-hmm. It was, at the time, there was a Biennale, so mm-hmm. that was specifically for architecture.
Okay.
But they did a really great job of getting people excited, not only the people that live there and mm-hmm. work there, mm-hmm. But those visitors that they have, because they have such a big influx of tourists as well.
Indeed. And coming back to DelawareScene.com, it was created in 2008. What was the reason, what was detected back then that somehow maybe explain the importance of the tool at this point, Leanne?
Sure. So that was established way before I was
your
at the
time.
Division.
Right. Yeah, no, I know.
But thanks to Roxanne Stanulis and mm-hmm. Paul Wiegraf, mm-hmm. They, I think, came together and wanted to find some way to be able to showcase everything that Delaware has to offer.
Right.
It's the events that come from the little arts leagues, the art museums, mm-hmm. The little musicians, the Capital Ringers, bringing all of that together into one comprehensive calendar website, mm-hmm. What we would call a culture guide, mm-hmm. So that people have this resource to be able to find what's happening mm-hmm. near them mm-hmm. in terms of arts and culture.
There you go. Now, assuming as an arts organization, I'm interested in promoting the event, my event or my many events throughout the year. Who's eligible to place, not an ad, but the information in DelawareScene.com, maybe a free ad, if you will. And what do they need to do so, Leanne?
Well, let me start kind of from the beginning. Mm-hmm. I just want to clarify who is eligible to have events in the calendar.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty much anybody, but it is more specifically targeted to organizations that produce and or present arts and cultural events in Delaware.
Right.
Or within the 25 miles of Delaware's borders.
Right.
So that can include Maryland, Pennsylvania, and New Jersey. Those events must be open to the general public.
Okay.
We're right. providing the service and we want it to be as encompassing to all.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just must be held at a venue or an attraction that's registered with us. And that's really easy to do. You just have to submit an organizational profile, vet it, and just mm-hmm. make sure that it's on there and that it's searchable and people can find your organization.
But they need to be part of that census kind of thing.
Yeah, it's like a directory.
Right.
So we have a pretty comprehensive list at this point of locations and places where things are happening.
Right. So it's not like I just open my little office and go there, and it's not like that. I have
right.
to register first and then begin promoting.
But it's free registration. It's very easy to do.
Right.
It's just one really simple form. And then from there, anyone can submit an event.
Mm-hmm.
It just has to be obviously open to the public.
Mm-hmm.
And we have this new submission form as of October that's mm-hmm. one page, very simple to fill out, has mm-hmm. you know, general information, your name, your phone number so that I can call you in case the event
I don't understand what's
changes.
Going.
Right. Yeah, I don't understand what's in this event submission.
Right.
And then obviously the event description, title, dates and times, very, very simple.
Excellent. That's easy. Well, you think about maybe advising people when they're thinking about, you know, including their information in DelawareScene.com. Let me re-engage with the audience to let them know that you are listening into Newstalk 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV for the Delaware State of the Arts radio show. Excuse me, I'm losing my voice right now, Leanne. You have to excuse me. In any event, we have with us Leanne Wallet, and she's a program officer and communications and marketing specialist at the Delaware Division of the Arts, who is in charge precisely of DelawareScene.com. Why don't you give a brief summary of what DelawareScene.com, and then we go to advise people how to promote their events by accessing or placing the information in there.
Of course. So Delaware Scene is a comprehensive, up-to-date website calendar that features all of Delaware's arts and cultural events and attractions.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, and I, when I say all of Delaware,
mm-hmm.
I mean all of Delaware. So
right.
north, central, south, wherever it is and it's happening, also including kind of the 25 miles that surround Delaware.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a free event calendar to view, but also submit. And we've got some wonderful tools to be able to promote
mm-hmm.
These events. So we have, as you had mentioned before, some affordable advertising.
Mm-hmm.
With the new Delaware Scene, we revamped it slightly, just a mm-hmm. you know, a fresh coat of paint back
mm-hmm.
in October.
Okay.
These affordable advertising banners are featured on all event pages, excluding
mm-hmm.
the homepage.
Mm-hmm.
And we've standardized the sizes that that are available. So
mm-hmm.
you'll have a leaderboard ad, which is 728 by 90,
mm-hmm.
just kind of a rectangular ad.
Mm-hmm.
And then also a little rectangular 300 by 250. So those appear.
Mm-hmm.
And we provide for-profit and non-profit rates
mm-hmm.
in two-week and four-week increments for advertising.
There you go. So that's another layer. So it's a very rich tool. Now let's go back. You've been revamping DelawareScene.com. I mean, it was great, but nowadays you have tons of gadgets and new features that people need to know because these kind of things evolve and they become more user-friendly and they have so many other things that people maybe didn't know. What would you like to share about that, Leanne?
Sure. There are a bunch of new features that I'm really happy to talk about, one of which is perfect for this podcast, the Delaware State of the Arts. We have included a new widget on
mm-hmm.
all pages to be able to listen to these weekly podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
Before, they really only lived on our artsdel.org website,
mm-hmm.
the
mm-hmm.
main Delaware Division of the Arts website, but now we've kind of integrated the new widget piece where you're able to listen to these anytime you wish.
Okay.
One of the main reasons we updated Delaware Scene was to make it more responsive. So now the website can smoothly adapt and optimize for all different types of devices, mm-hmm. something which it did well before, but we're just improving upon now.
Mm-hmm.
That includes, you know, being able to view DelawareScene.com on mm-hmm. smartphones, to tablets, to large computer screens. Mm-hmm. So it adapts based mm-hmm. on the size of your screen. And then with that as well, we're able to have and integrate larger high-res images throughout the entire site, which is really important because that's mm-hmm. kind of the tunnel and the, mm-hmm. the way people see what your event is about. So mm-hmm. having those really crisp images is something important for an event calendar to have.
Right. There's one that I'd like you to talk about, Leanne, because it's frequently the case that I hear when people say, I didn't know that somebody else had an event in the exact same day and about the exact same time of mine. And there's a conflict checker, which is something that I know more than one organization is going to love for that reason.
Right. So the conflict checker is a new feature. We are limiting it to those that have these optional user accounts. So I'm going to explain what a user account is and then
yes.
go into that.
All right.
So these user accounts are completely free. They are optional but highly mm-hmm. recommended because when you log in and submit an event, it shows me on the back end, this is kind mm-hmm. of more the techno stuff, mm-hmm. that it is a genuine event submission, that it's not this weird little spam bot sending me an event. It basically
right.
flags it to show me that it's a genuine event.
And it's important because these fake news.
Oh, exactly.
Horrible, right?
Yeah, yes. We don't want that.
We don't want that.
So those, again, optional user accounts really help mm-hmm. expedite the approval process.
Right.
Because we vet and we just make sure with grammatical accuracy and looking through all of that it's mm-hmm. correct. So with those user accounts, you have access to the conflict checker tool.
Mm-hmm.
It is a specially formatted calendar for planning purposes,
mm-hmm.
something which I know you and I have talked about in the past where organizations are like, I have no idea what's going on at this time,
right.
6 months from now.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have the ability to look at that calendar, kind mm-hmm. of gauge if there are other events happening around that
right.
time and just be aware of what else is happening so that when you do plan something as special as a fundraiser or gala,
yeah, you need to
know
that
right.
people are going to attend.
Exactly.
Right. Excellent. That's a wonderful tool. Now, let's suppose that, and I'm sure that more than one are listening right now to the podcast, and let's assume that this is the first time that they hear about DelawareScene.com. If I'm an organization, I have no idea where to begin, Leanne. How do I start the process of being included in DelawareScene.com?
Sure. So DelawareScene.com, I'll spell it out because it is a little
right.
lengthy.
Mm-hmm.
But Delaware is DelaWare.
Mm-hmm.
Scene as in like a scene in theater. SCENE.com.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So Delaware Scene. I guess the first place is obviously check us out. The mm-hmm. the whole website has been revamped as mm-hmm. of October. But most of the information and some of the stuff that I do cover here is in the About section.
Okay.
So if you do scroll to the bottom, we have kind of that information of who can submit an event, mm. who's eligible, mm-hmm. what type of events we accept, and some of these other features that we've been mentioning.
Mm-hmm.
So really just take your time and go through it,
right.
and I hope you can, you know, discover some new events. That's,
and let's
that's
assume that, guess what, I'm going to probably be better off if I call you. Is there a chance for people to call you or just check online? What is the
email is actually probably best. So it's just contact@DelawareScene.com.
There you go.
So if you have any questions, feel free to reach out. I'm more than happy to take your call, but email is probably best.
There you go. Well, wonderful tool. Now, what's in the pipeline? How do you see these DelawareScene.com evolving, Leanne, and in your dreams? What is that kind of tool you're envisioning to have?
Well, we're just building upon what we already have. I mean, it already mm-hmm. was a really great, robust tool. Mm-hmm. I guess the next iteration is just being able to share it with other places mm-hmm. so that arts organizations that do submit their events mm-hmm. don't have to do it multiple times. That's something I've seen in many of my previous positions, mm-hmm. Working in museums especially mm-hmm. for exhibits, that they have to log into 6, 7, 8 different event calendars just to put their mm-hmm. one event. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing that I've really tried to do this year that I've been at the Delaware Division of the Arts, and mm-hmm. then hopefully in this new year mm-hmm. To be able to establish those XML feeds, as I had mentioned before, was just feeding the events that we have, those mm-hmm. robust events, into other places and other event calendars. So that's on the horizon, and mm-hmm. hopefully will be accomplished next year.
Well, there you go. Now, just an idea of how to use that, for instance. I was told not long ago, actually a couple of weeks ago, that somebody wanted to go to Rehoboth Beach, for instance, to buy stuff. And I suggested, well, in your way there, why don't you check DelawareScene.com? And when you're tired of buying the entire place, you can actually do some artistic / cultural activities by checking DelawareScene.com. And that's an idea that was well taken, because that's the way to go. If you're going somewhere in the state and you don't know anything whatsoever, but you are kind of culturally oriented, well, that's the place where you can go and actually check out what's happening, right?
Correct. Yeah, that's the best part about living in Delaware. The word of mouth is so strong, mm-hmm. and you're not able to, you know, extrapolate that information. But yes, I that's what we hope this resource will be in Delaware Scene. We have segmented it in the different locations. So mm-hmm. we have a section that's for Northern Delaware, for Central Delaware, for Southern Delaware. That case, for mm-hmm. Your friend that you had recommended what to do in Southern Delaware, mm-hmm. that basically limits the type search of events that you see mm-hmm. because of the location based.
And with that, my dear Leanne, we are running out of time as always, and we want to thank you for your time today. And DelawareScene.com, just go there, DelawareScene.com, and you'll get all the information you need to put the information, promote your event, and it's for free, right?
Yes, 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 yes.
And with that, we're going to thank you again for your time, Leanne, and probably you have to come back to update us with a new gadget.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.